What's up, guys? This is Kavaski Urban, the host of The Humming Pod, coming directly with you guys to let you know how special this day is. This day is our daily bread. This day is our day. We need to make the most of this day. I wanted to read something super special that I had the honor to look at today, and it is God's Word. Let's go and read what I saw. What I saw came from Isaiah 42, 5, 9. And it says, it is a story. And it says this: Genevieve had to be the eyes for her three children, each born with congenital cataracts. Whenever she took them into her village in the Republic of Benin of Western Africa, she strapped the baby onto her back and held on to the arm and the hand of her older two, always looking for danger. In a culture where blindness was thought to be caused by witchcraft, Genevieve despaired and cried out to God for help. Then a man from her village told her about Mercy Ships, a ministry that provides vital surgeries to honor Jesus' model of bringing hope and healing to the poor. Uncertain if they could help, she approached them. When the children woke up after their surgeries, they could see. God's story has always been about coming alongside those shrouded in darkness and bringing his light. The prophet Isaiah declared that God would be a light to the Gentiles. And that is Isaiah 42:6. He would open the eyes that are blind. Verse 7, restoring not only physical sight, but spiritual vision as well. And he promised to take hold of his people's hand. Verse 6, he restored sight in the blind and brought light to those living in the darkness. If you feel overcome by darkness, cling to the hope as you embrace the promises of our loving Father while asking for his light to bring illumination. Hey guys, this passage from this book is called Eyes to See, dedicated to April the 10th, which is today. You guys have a fantastic day. You guys have a fantastic morning. Enjoy your time with your family and loved ones, and just be blessed. Thank the Lord in heaven, and thank the Father in heaven, and thank the Holy Spirit. You guys have a fantastic day. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.